the dream match the reality? Yes, off and running on this now Friday morning. It is Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis, back in effect. 888-808-1019, the telephone number. And of course, it has come. We have seen, we have conquered, whatever the phrase is. We've come, we've seen, we've come. Whatever. The Knicks championship parade is in the books. And when you grow up as a Knicks fan and you dream of what a championship would mean, it's not just the winning, it's all the extracurriculars that go along with it, right? The trophy presentation that night. It's not about just winning the games. It's having the finals MVP. It's getting to have the parade. And we finally got to see the parade yesterday. And it matched really all the expectations. I know back in the day that Kevin Durant says the Knicks aren't cool. It's not cool to be on the Knicks. Well, you know what's cool? Throwing parades. And it's the first one we'd had in a very long time. And it absolutely matched, at least in terms of the images. I did not go to the parade, as I said last night. I had my son's graduation yesterday from high school, so I was locked in with that. But as I was leaving the city, and I'll be honest, I love the Knicks. I'm not all that keen on millions of people. Like, as I always say, like I get upset when people get in my way at Costco. You know what I mean? Like, you got to move the cart to the side, people. You can't leave it right in the way everybody's trying to get around. So I don't like even that being cramped as much as that. So watching the images of the parade, I probably would have not have done all that well. But what it did seem like, and certainly want to hear from fans that went to the parade, if they're still kicking about at 888-808-1019, it really did seem like some people, and we took the calls last night, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, we're on our way there now. I'd like to hear how people made out, because it seems like just watching TikTok videos and seeing people's content on all the different platforms, some people left super early and really planned this thing out, and through the luck of the draw where they were, they didn't get a good spot, or they were miles away, or they couldn't really see anything. And then other people, it seems like, didn't do all that much work, and just through luck of the draw, they wound up with a really good spot. And it just seems like a parade like that is kind of chaos. And as I was leaving after the show last night, we get done at 5, driving home, thinking about my day, but thinking about the parade, because you could tell at that point at 5 in the morning, even in the short ride we have from here until the tunnel to get back to Jersey where I live, it was clear there was a lot more activity on the streets yesterday. It was obvious right away, by the fact that there was activity on the streets yesterday. Usually, we don't really see that many people at 5 in the morning. Yesterday, there were tons of people, and they were all wearing blue and orange. So as I was driving home, I was thinking to myself, you know, if I could figure out a way to go, it would be amazing and all this type of stuff. But then after I got done with my morning and then watched the parade and watched all the different content, I saw a woman who was perched on a lamppost or a trap. I don't know. I'm not sure what it was she was perched on the side of the road. And she got dragged off of that by another woman. And then there was somebody's rear end hanging out, and there was twerking involved. And I said to myself, there was a spanking. Yes, thanks, Fleeks. There was a spanking. There was a lot in this short clip. It was only like 7 seconds, but there was a lot that went on. And it was not the norm. Like, that's not a normal sentence that you would Has anyone ever said that sentence to anyone in the history of the world? Well, there was a woman hanging off a traffic light, and she was getting pulled down, and then there was some slapping on the rear end, and there was some twerking. And as I saw that video, I said, you know, it's probably just as well I didn't go. I don't know if I would have fared that well. But the parade itself, it absolutely matched the expectations. You know, to see Jalen Brunson, and that's the main takeaway. When I'm sitting 30 years from now, and if the Knicks win multiple championships, if they don't win another one in my lifetime, and people ask me about the celebration of the Knicks finally winning a title in my lifetime, I will think of not just the games and not just the performances, but of the parade, I will think of Jalen Brunson walking the Canyon of Heroes, surrounded by all these people, and he's just walking almost with the confidence of a superhero. I mean, that's the only word that really came to mind. He's just walking like he has just conquered the city, and he knows it. Walking with the Larry O'Brien trophy, it was absolutely incredible to watch. And it seemed like the players, it lived up to their expectations. I hope for the fans, it lived up to their expectations. You know, you've heard estimates of 2 million people. It seemed like just from the images itself, I don't see how you could possibly get more people into that area. And really, if this is going to hopefully be a more regular occurrence, it does feel like that maybe we have to think about changing where you're holding these parades, because the area is just not meant to hold 2 million people or however many people. I think, I want to say I saw videos of people at like 8 in the morning getting turned away that they weren't going to be able to fit. There was just too many. There was just too much of a mass of humanity. So maybe they have to kind of rethink this. Maybe they have to hold it on a weekend so it's not impacting people getting to work. But, of course, there's people that work all the time, so it's not like Saturday or Sunday. All of a sudden, the city shuts down. It's Manhattan. But it was just an unbelievable scene. And I do think, at least in terms of myself, it probably was the right call not to go, because it did seem kind of like luck of the draw of people. Some people showed up in certain areas and they got a great view. Certain people showed up super early, were ready to, they were getting moved here and moved there and told to wait in this section, and they didn't get a good spot. And in terms of the luck of the draw, I don't really have the luck of the draw often. Like, the only thing I can compare it to is like when I'm picking the line at the supermarket. I always pick the wrong line at the supermarket. This one guy's got one item. I just have to wait. And then there's always a problem. I went to Costco the other day. The woman, she puts all her stuff on the counter. Oh, no, I have two orders. You know, I always pick the wrong line. So it's probably just as well that I did not go to the parade. But the parade was absolutely incredible. And then, of course, the celebration at City Hall, seeing Jalen Brunson give the speech that he did and talking about the people that have doubted him along the way. We'll let you hear it a little bit later on in case you didn't hear it already. I feel like getting it tattooed somewhere on my body. It's just, he was just absolutely incredible. Almost still kind of in disbelief. New York, we did it. It gave me goosebumps. And I thought that I was too old for goosebumps. It's kind of like acne. I felt like I'm too old for acne at this point. I felt like I was too old for goosebumps, but there they were. So maybe I still have to get some Clearasil. I don't know. But the other takeaway from the whole celebration yesterday, and certainly want to hear from you at 888-808-1019, is the speeches. The speech given by Mayor Mamdani, speeches given by other politicians, the words said by Jim Dolan, the Knicks owner, and, of course, Jalen Brunson as well. I don't like to get into politics on this, you know, especially the times that I'm on. It's like, I don't want to deal with it in my regular life. And these hours, if you're working these hours, either coming home at this time or getting up at this time, you got bigger things in your life to worry about than what's going on politically. But there's no one who can look at the speech that was given by Mayor Mamdani yesterday and say that that was a bad speech, or, you know, try and knock it in some way. It gave you goosebumps. I mean, as a Knicks fan, and also, I would also say as a contrarian, anytime I see politicians giving speeches, they always come off as insincere. They're mispronouncing names, or they're forgetting key details or whatnot. The speech that he gave, now it was a little long. It was probably about 10 minutes. Felt like a little bit too much, but it was a perfectly delivered speech. And I know what people are going to call up about if they want. Well, you know, he didn't write that. Yeah, he's a politician. And really, what the takeaway of that speech should be is not just about Mayor Mamdani, if you like him, if you hate him, if you kind of like him, if you kind of hate him, if you're anywhere in between. I don't care. It's America. You're allowed to feel what you feel. But the one takeaway that you should have is that's what politicians do. They take someone else's words And they have the ability to make you think that they're coming up with it almost like on the spot. It's kind of scary that they're believable in that spot. But for him to deliver that speech the way he did, I thought it was absolutely fantastic. I don't see how anybody can criticize the speech. It really hit a tone with Knick fans. Now, he had the audience ready to party. It wasn't like he had to win them over or anything like that, but it was a great speech. But, you know, now that we get into the offseason, and the offseason in the NBA, it hits you right away, man. We're already kind of into the offseason at this point. The draft is right around the corner. The offseason in the NBA, it's not like baseball where free agency opens and it's crickets. You know, free agency opens and moves are happening. It's one of the big pluses of the NBA system that things happen right away. So the offseason is going to hit here right away. And already people are starting to kind of look at the Knicks for next season. Can they win it again? They're kind of a win-now team right now. They're certainly going to be a win-now team next year. What moves can they make? And the one thing that I took away as a slight negative from the day, which was just absolutely incredible, is that the Knicks' biggest obstacle to doing this again or to continue this run, it feels like it's the owner of the Knicks. Now, I am not generally, if you've listened to me, I have generally been a James Dolan defender. Did he have a terrible two-decade run as the owner? Absolutely. He picked the wrong people. He finally found the right guy in Leon Rose, and all of a sudden, all those calls about the Knicks are never going to win with James Dolan as the owner, we don't get those calls anymore. And we didn't get those calls even before they actually won. So I'm not somebody who's just knee-jerk, oh, James Dolan this, James Dolan that. But I don't know, man. It just feels like this guy is looking to make it about him in some way. He doesn't like the fact that other people are getting the credit. He didn't like Mondami, and him and Mondami don't get along. And it just feels like he is going to do something as the Knicks owner that is going to ruin the vibe that we are on right now, which is an all-time vibe. I hope I'm wrong. And I hope that he's being honest when he said the other day on the Carton Show with C-Mac that this is all in Leon Rose's hands. I hope that's the case. I hope that he cuts the check, but he largely stays out of it. I'm skeptical, man. I'm a little skeptical. And I don't want to be skeptical. I just want to continue this amazing run that they've been on. But winning fixes everything, but it doesn't erase everything either. You know, those two decades where Dolan was the owner and the Knicks were a laughingstock, those still exist. So I want to keep this going on as long as it humanly can, but it just feels like that he is going to do something or say something that is going to kind of ruin the high that we're all on as fans. And I hope that that's not the case, but that just feels like the way that we're heading. And maybe I'm saying the wrong thing. I feel like I can be honest here and just give it to you straight. I'm not doing any shtick. I'm not doing any kayfabe. What was it in the wrestling? Kayfabe? I don't know. But it just feels like this guy, I looked at him today, and it just seemed like he was unhappy that other people were getting the credit. And I will say, I don't generally tune into these type of events to hear politicians talk. I don't want to hear politicians talk because I realize the game at this point. I'm old enough to know the routine. But at least the mayor gave a great speech. And it just shows you the goal that politicians have that we're hearing from the comptroller. I'm 55 years old. I have no idea what the comptroller... Could you tell me what the comptroller does? And why, when the Knicks win a championship for the first time in 53 years, that the comptroller is getting up there and say, you know what, I got a few words. I got a few words to talk about this great Knicks run. You didn't have any part in it whatsoever. Why are you talking? But I am a little concerned about the future of this Knicks team. And I don't want it to be the case. And I don't worry too much about, I know James Dolan said the other day about the second apron stuff, and getting into the second apron does make it incredibly difficult to operate as an NBA franchise. That's why those rules are in place. They don't want teams to go into the second apron. And I don't think that this is just the type of thing that Dolan is looking at it and saying, well, you know, I've won my championship, I'm not going to spend money now. No, I don't think that that's the case, but it just feels like he just seemed like he wasn't happy that he was getting enough credit. Maybe I'm misreading the situation, but that's the way it felt. And it feels like now that the team has won the championship, you're starting to see some of these old characteristics kind of come back. And when the Knicks were building this, up until recently, you didn't really see the owner all that much. You saw him here and there. He didn't talk that much. But now that the winning's done, I guess it is time for everybody to celebrate, including him. He's the guy that cuts the check. He's the guy that hired Leon Rose. All that's all great. I just hope we're not going to be looking back and say, because if it ever gets to, you know, those first two decades, they're on his record. But I can kind of discount that in some way, right? You pick the wrong people, that's what you get. If he were ever to screw this up again, it would be so much worse than that. Because back then, he was learning as an owner, he was messing things up, sure. But he eventually got to the right guy. He's got the right guy now. All he has to do is just not mess it up and allow the people that he has hired. He gets the credit for that. But allow the people that he hired to just go out there and operate the way that they do things. Because I have all the confidence in the world. You know, we haven't really gotten into, when we've talked here on the air, about what the Knicks are going to do now. Because I look at Leon Rose and World Wide West and the team that they've put together. I trust them. They've proven that they know what they're doing. So when that's the case, maybe we'll disagree when the moves come along. I wish they wouldn't have given up this much for this guy or that guy. But I'm going to trust in this organization to make the right moves, and they've earned the benefit of the doubt. And I just hope we don't get to a point again where it's like the old days, because that would be worse than the first time. That would be worse than the first 20 years. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Let's go out to the phones this morning on the Knicks celebration. If you went to the parade, if you watched the parade, if you heard the parade, if you smelled the parade, I don't know, you smell the parade? All right, let's start off with Bob is in Bayside. Bob, first up on the fan.
Yeah, before I get to my Knick point, you're absolutely right about Mondami. Here's a guy who grew up, born and bred in New York, loves the city. The city's given everything that he's made of himself. And the sincerity came through to me that he's a true Knick fan all his life. And, you know, yeah, politicians can be phony, but this guy came through as really sincere. Anyway, that's my political statement.
Okay.
All right. And by the way, you want to talk politics?
I don't.
Dolan, I think Dolan might have embarrassed a few Knicks. He said right out in public, we accept President Trump's invitation to the White House. Before talking to the place, people don't know this. The Oklahoma Thunder refused to show up in the White House a year ago. And back in 2017, the Golden State Warriors were invited by Donald Trump in his first term and refused to show up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to guarantee you that half this team hates Donald Trump. So
I don't care. I don't know if they're going to show up. You know, the fact that he said that, he's out there publicly, James Dolan is saying that, we'll see.
He shouldn't have said it.
Well, I mean, if they all show up, then he's okay to say it, I guess. But no team has visited the White House while Trump has been president. So it's not a new thing.
All right. I want to say one thing.
Okay.
I want to know if you
just
agree
said
with
three
the
things. You want to say one thing? All right, go ahead. I'm just kidding.
I want to know if you agree with the following statement.
Okay.
And I'm a longtime Knicks fan.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Knicks fan from before when you were born.
Okay.
I'm making a statement, John. I'm not shoving any water on the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
If Mitch Johnson was the Knicks coach in this series,
right,
and if Mike Brown was the Spurs coach, the parade today would have been in San Antonio. Would you agree with that?
Well, Mitch Johnson did a terrible job. Yeah, I mean, the coaching, I don't know if you want to say clinic or the coaching mismatch there, absolutely. I don't know how Mike Brown would have worked with the young players, because it seemed like those young players ran out of gas. And the beauty of that hypothetical is I don't really have to worry about that hypothetical, because we got Mike Brown. I would, you know, of all the things, I think that Mike Brown's got to lose the dogs out. I understand. If you would have said, of all the weird things of the Knicks celebration, the woman getting pulled down from the lamppost and the twerking, and Mike Brown singing the who wants the dogs out, who let the dogs out, I would not have expected that. I would not have expected that. But it's a glorious time to be a Knicks fan, that's for sure. A glorious time. And just all the images yesterday, the players having a great time, seeing Josh Hart running the streets smoking his cigar, and the whole thing with Tyler Kolek, the cops thinking that he was just a fan, was sensational. And this is what we've been waiting for our whole lives. And as Knicks fans, we finally have it. We finally have it. And look... the first one is the hardest one. Like, to win one is really, really hard. And the beauty of this is that Jalen Brunson's not going away. The core of this team is not going away. Leon Rose is not going away. Now, will it become more difficult because of contracts and all that type of stuff? Yeah, maybe. But the Knicks have a guy. And the Knicks have a team, not just on the floor, in the front office as well, that knows what they're doing. They have pushed all the right buttons over these last 4 years. So there's no, and you know what the beauty of this whole thing would be? Is that all these people, the doubters, the haters, the all the people who have negative things to say about the Knicks who bring, they gotta win a second one, or there's no dynasties anymore. Oh, we've had all these different champions in the last 8 years. Wouldn't it just be fitting if the Knicks are the team to end that run next year? Wouldn't it just be even more delicious? And we don't deserve to have anything more delicious, but wouldn't it just be so delicious? Oh my God, it would be fantastic. And you can't rule it out. You can't rule it out. No one can rule it out. Because anybody who tries to rain on the Knicks parade, watch what they do. The trick that they pull is, they go to the subjective. They go to things that, the hypotheticals. Well, you know, if they played, if this happened or if that happened, or they're not as good as this. But when you go to the objective facts, the things that you cannot argue, the bare bones numbers, the way that they ran through the postseason, the dominance they showed, the point difference, all these different things, you can't argue that the Knicks are one of the great postseason teams in the history of the sport. But you watch and watch when they do it. They don't go with the objective because they can't argue that point. They got to go to the subjective. They got to twist and turn and do all these mental gymnastics. Well, you know, the Knicks really aren't that good. Jalen Brunson really isn't that good. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Coming up, more of your phone calls. If you went to the parade, if you watched the parade, if you heard the parade, whatever about the parade, we'll get into it. It is Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis, right here on The Fan.